Su, Prahl, Orko Green, Mel Sabite, and one pan, Philadelphia. They are producing so much milk that they're selling $1,500 per month. And they were in so nice, a big tank
for me.
And the pipes regularly, as they do the dairy farm. When it is not working, only hot water is passing through the pipes to keep them clean. And one cow, the milk bag is so, it gives 102 pounds. Similarly in France also we have a farm, New Orleans, Philadelphia, West Virginia, there were 4 or 5
San Diego.
Huh?
In Los Angeles.
Yeah. And all of them are successful. This time I installed Krishna Balaram in France.
Paris. Near Paris.
Near New Orleans.
I am thinking of going again on a world tour for my business because we want to start some export business. So I'll start with Iran. Then some other countries in Middle East, then Europe, America, Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Mauritius, and Seychelles. Because I have a friend all over the places, so they will come here, we'll have some export business of cloth and...
Mauritius is developed. Fiji is good.
Fiji.
Mauritius is poor part. Fiji went to more, many Gujarat, mostly Gujarat.
I got somebody in New Zealand also. They are serving for the last 40 years.
Fiji and New Zealand
are very prosperous.
Yeah. They have got good dealings, purchase and sell.
Did you meet Mr. Patel, met you in Tehran? Bhagubhai Patel? One Indian is settled there with the very Bhagubhai Patel.
Oh yes.
Ramabhai and Bhagubhai. They are very good friend of mine. So I am going to him only. Patre Muni is also there, he is also there.
Oh yes. He can see me twice.
He is a very nice man.
Mrs. Patel, he is very nice.
Very devoted man. My father is my father's friend, Mr. Gidubhai Kotak. He was the chairman of the gold control board in India.
Yes.
No, handlooms are working very nicely. You know, other side of textile, which is made by hand, they are prospering like anything. Because
we have to remain naked.
No, khadi is available, so no problem.
Yeah, available is everything. To pay, everything is available. That as they say, if you pay, I can supply you tiger's blood. If you pay everything, people have lost completely interest in spiritual life. They lost completely.
But in the new generation, we find that children are more interested in religion or the bhakti than the parents. So that is a new development. People who are about, say, 25 or 15, they are not, but people, children who are below 10 or 10.
Parents will encourage, they are not interested.
You know, at a school level, something can be done. Suppose we go to the school and...
The authorities will not allow. School authorities... If you say that we want all people, they're not. दास मंद मतयो मंद भाग्य अद्भुत जीन्स कड़ी और बैग and him one is interested in something bogus. Sumandamata, that manufacture a style of religious peace. Sumandamata, Mandavagya, and all unfortunate.
Yesterday I met one life member who belongs to a very reputed family in Bombay who has donated about 15 acres of land to Swami Chinmayananda on the Bihar Lake side. Now he has become our patron member yesterday.
Bihar Lake.
I think we had gone to see that big temple or this.
Pawai.
Near Pawai. So this family has got about 30-40 acres of land on the Pawai side. Very beautiful site.
That, to know God, there is no necessity of education.
No, he has got nothing. He cannot tell any some children ask what is this. He will not be able to reply because he is not reading anything.
So you don't train them.
No, he himself is not trained. So he cannot give any answer to the children. So I told him, at least you get the ISKCON books. You can read now before the children can read. So he immediately signed up. He immediately paid 2,222 rupees by check. And he agreed, I will read Bhagavad Gita and everything.
We don't require much money also. We require men first. Money will come. Money is coming. I started this business.
For 40 rupees.
There is no scarcity of money. Now, our daily collection is 6 lakhs of club gold one.
Per day.
That day. So there is no scarcity of money. A business started with 40 rupees, bringing 6 lakhs daily. It is not ordinary business.
No, extraordinary. Most extraordinary. And everybody is wondering that only, how it has been done.
Krishna, I never thought my books will be sold so much. I never. Neither in the history of human society, religious books sell 6 lakhs of rupees daily.
It has never happened. What I was driving at this boy.
And it is selling where they are not Hindus.
Yes, all Christian countries. So
God, Western Nations. In a country of Hindus, it is selling very less in comparison to what we are selling daily.
It's hard to talk. Vrindavan alone is doing 600-700 rupees a day in book sales.
But still, 6 lakhs and 600.
Not bad, sir. But.
No, I say, this is the unity in the history. Now, we are going to print next hour, printing program, bring it from Harikesh.
Yes.
I am being surprised. 50,000, 1 lakh, 500,000 each item.
Each item. In Ahmedabad, there is a very religious person who was not becoming life member at all, without seeing the balance sheet and this and that and all those. Then I told him, what do you mean by balance sheet? Only money matters? If 10,000 foreigners have been converted and they are following this religion and this culture and everything, is it not part of the balance sheet? Only rupees and rupees, if you want to see, then it's also a different matter. Here the people are chanting every day 16 rounds, they have left so many bad vices, they are propagating all over the world, then immediately signed up. He has gone to, I think he might have met you in New York, Chandrakant Jagabhaiwala. He was to come on 18th July in New York. He has gone to America to see his son there.
In America, in New York, they have got
a very good temple. Samar Krishna Goswami wrote to me. My friend was also there. Mr. Pache just has met you.
It is
11
square. 12 square. In the middle of downtown.
Manhattan.
that empire, state building, is...
Bhakti Vedanta Book Trust, tentative printing schedule. Vyas Pooj, this is the first the title, then the printer and the delivery date. July, 2,000 copies. It's ready early August. Nectar of Instruction goes to the printer in late July. 100,000 copies to be ready by early September. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto part 2, reprint, goes to the printer in late July. 50,000 copies ready by September. Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto part 1, goes to the printer in August. 20,000 copies ready by late September. Bhagavad Gita reprint goes to the printer in August. 500,000 copies ready by late September. Then is a book by one of Prabhupada's disciples, Satsiv Goswami, goes to the printer in late August. Krishna trilogy paperback early goes to the printer early September, 100,000 copies each and ready by late September. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto part 3, being reprinted, goes to the printer in early September, 50,000 copies, ready by late October. Then the three catalogs go to the printer early September, 55,000 copies, ready early October. Then there's another new book by Prabhupada, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, goes to the printer in September, 100,000 copies, ready late October. Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto part 2, goes to the printer late September, 20,000 copies, ready early November. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto part 2, reprint, goes to the printer late September, 20,000 copies, ready November. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto part 1, reprint, goes to the printer in early September, 50,000 copies, ready in November. Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto part 3, goes to the printer late October, ready early December, 20,000 copies. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto part 1, reprint, goes to the printer early November, 50,000 copies, ready early December. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto part 1, goes to the printer in late November, 20,000 copies, ready early January. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto part 2, goes to the printer early January, 20,000 copies, ready late February. Krishna book hardbound, volume 1, reprint, goes to the printer early January, 100,000 copies, ready late February. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto part 3, goes to the printer early February, 20,000 copies, ready late March. Krishna book hardbound, volume 2, reprint, goes to the printer in February, 100,000 copies, ready early April. The Krishna book volume 3, reprint, goes to the printer in February, 100,000 copies, ready early April.
We are the biggest publisher in the world about religious and philosophy.
This schedule is only till next March.
Aye. Is it ठीक है तो?
ठीक है.
आप ठीक हो गया?
मैं जी ऐसे ही हूँ.
इस गोपाल माधव.
इसको प्रसाद का रूप दे दीजिए आज इसका जन्म दिन है.
No, you can distribute in your hand.
I have shown this schedule to many publishers who print our books. They all say even big publishers cannot match the schedule.
But this good land, now it is coming.
So what is the amount of money you would like to spend on land? Because we have seen another bungalow, we can talk about it. A very good land is available, 2,400 square yards.
Nobody is interested to retire from having land. Nati vidu sattva gati vishnu. The difficulty is they do not know their own self-interest. Sattva-gati. Everyone says, my self-interest first. but he does not know what is his self-interest. Nothing good. Actually, that is good. Because he does not know self. Aye. Level. Beginning of education in Bhagavad Gita. Self-interest. Krishna, during first lesson, Asukhyanam Sumitastam, Pragyavadam Sumitastam, a talking lesson, very learned man, Pragyava. But your accent is not like a learned man. Gatasam, avatasam, sannanu sotam kipanam. The subject matter you are lamenting that if I tell my brother, my sister-in-law will become widow and become prostitute and bonasanka. You are talking just like learned man, but on the basis of bodily relations. This is not the business of Pandit. Nanu Sochanti Pandit. So this is the position. People are unaware of self-interest. Simply, on bodily concept of life, they are working day and old, day and night. And he does not know the antara prapti. His body will change and the soul will have to accept another body. He does not know what kind of body he is going to accept. Ask him not to talk. This is ignorance. And all of it. Nate bindu sarth, nate bindu sarth. For us, throughout the whole world, who is teaching about the self-interest. That is a fact. Because they do not know what they teach. They do not know. Satamatmatattam grihesu grihamedi. This is Sukadeva Goswami, first in the satran to Maharaj Parikhe. When he asks, now I am on the verge of death, what is my duty? What shall I do? What shall I hear? What shall I do? He realized him that we are anxious to hear. Brihane Sate Krishna. Find out these words. Second canto, Snodhava.
Your question is glorious, because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. To hear the answer to this question is the prime subject matter of hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. Prabhu. Even the very question is so nice that it is the best subject matter for hearing. Simply by such questioning and hearing, one can achieve the highest perfectional stage of life. Because Lord Krishna is the original Supreme Person, any question about Him is original and perfect. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the highest perfection of life is to achieve transcendental loving service of Krishna. Because questions and answers about Krishna elevate one to the transcendental position, the questions of Maharaj Parikshit about Krishna philosophy are greatly glorified. Maharaj Parikshit wanted to absorb his mind completely in Krishna, and such absorption can be effected simply by hearing about the uncommon activities of Krishna. For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that simply by understanding the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna's appearance, disappearance and activities, one can immediately return back to home, back to God.
They do not know what is back to home, back to God. Home is here, in India. And again, back to God. And somebody say, here is America, this is my home. And when you say that you will be kicked out after some year, then home finished. They are satisfied. Then home finished. Then home. In such ignorance they are living. And for this home they are busy. Griheshu Grihamedina. Apasatam Atmatattam Griheshu Grihamedina. You are mainly attached to this home from which you will be kicked out. Krishna says, I will take it out, everything. Mithu sarva harasta hum. I will come before you as death and take everything, whatever you have got. That's a fact. Everyone is accumulating. But at the time of death, he will be forced to give it up. He will be forced to give up the body, which is maintaining so nicely. That he is experiencing. He still apasatama atmatattva, because he does not know what is self-interest. He remains ignorant and dark. And leaders, blind leaders, they're encouraging, yes, keep yourself. Live here as nationals. This is your interest. And fight between one nation to one nation, one man to one man. And they have taken this in life. Apusatama atmatattam griheshu griham. Next verse is there.
Shrotavyadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasrasa Apasyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedinam. Translation. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many things as subject matter for hearing in the human society, O Emperor.
You see newspaper? Hundreds and thousands of news. Here they have 10 pages. In foreign countries, such a big bundle. Shrotavyadini Rajendra. Viran Santi Sahasra. Thousands and thousands of news. But no news about Atmatattva. That is not to be done. This is not known. So many newspapers. Therefore, they are purchasing of their intelligence. They are seeing something new. that is an intelligent plan. Because they have never seen such books. Very elaborate science of God. One can go back to home and talk to Godhead. He can talk with him. He can meet with him. These things are surprising.
First time they are hearing.
That is because you are selling 6 lakhs to rupees worth books there. They understand it is not so-called really a sentiment, it is science. So-called Swamis and Yogis, they never tried. They did not know. Big Swamis, they went there. Instead of teaching them, he was taught how to eat meat. Sannyasi eating meat. He was convinced, yes, why not? In India, still the sannyasis, they do not eat meat. Except the rascal missionary. No, there may be difference of opinion, Mahavadis, and their behavior is the same.
Sadachari.
Sadachari is there. But these people are sadachari and passing as sannyas. Cigarette, meat eating, and everything, drinking. We are asking commandment to give it up. They say, oh, what is wrong there? They do not know what is wrong. This time in Iran, we initiated something. Some Afghans also are coming.
We have Arabic Ishopanishad ready for printing that was translated by your Lebanese disciple.
Oh, that he has done?
Yes, he's given it to me.
He promised.
Motaji, he told me to give it to him and he'll print it from his rug.
With this light. That's it.
Chinese, German, French, Italian, English,
Swedish is coming.
Dutch.
Italian is at the printer. Italian is coming.
So French Bhagavatam. French Bhagavatam.
French Bhagavatam. No, Dutch Bhagavatam. Dutch also.
Come
and see. No, they are printed, you see.
Spanish also. Spanish.
They may live in darkness. Why in India? Well, there is one more Gita. Apart from all other Vedic literature set aside, the gist of all Vedic knowledge, Bhagavad Gita they are eating. And still people are kept into darkness. How much lamentable. Still big, big leaders, at least, they want to preach Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. They have set aside lakhs of rupees for preaching Bhagavad Gita. But condition is, if you preach without Krishna, just see. Bhagavad Gita, in every page it is written, Sri Bhagavan Uvas. Not even it is said Krishna Uvas, because some rascal may take Krishna as ordinary human being. Therefore, Vyasadeva has specifically said, people know it is Krishna Uvas, but he says Sri Bhagavan Uvas. One. People may not mistake that Krishna is somebody else. And they want to banish Krishna from us. Even Gandhi did it. So you explain Bhagavad Gita as it is there in Ahmedabad?
Yes.
They like it?
Yes. Many young people are very attracted.
Yes, when real thing will be present, you should act.
Many people frankly admit that they had a very vague idea of religion. It is not so.
Not many, all of them. They do not know what is it. Therefore, there are so many rascals in here. And Srimad Bhagavatam begins, Dharma Prodhita Akaita Bhavatam. All cheating type of religions kicked out from here. This is beginning. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has translated. পৃথিবীতে যাহা কিছু ধর্ম নামে চলে ভাগবত কহে তাহা পরিপূর্ণ চলে whatever is going on throughout the whole world as religion ভাগবত is condemning them as simply cheating very clear answers চলে and চলে চলে means cheating
Chal kapat.
So whatever is going on in the name of religion, simply cheating. Because religion means dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranita. Religion means the laws given by God. That is it. They do not know who is God and what is the law. And God is coming personally, giving the laws. Sarvadharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saṁ. They love it. In the absence, they will say, we have not seen God. We do not know who is God. And when He comes, they will take it. They are misguided by the leaders. Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. Yes, sir. Take Bhagavad Gita, but don't touch Krishna. Untouchable. Take the egg and cut the throat of the chicken. It is expensive. step on his hind part and get it. And mouth is expensive, cut it. Or the cooking lad. Very intelligent. And this part is expensive and this part is powerful. Keep this part and cut it. But as soon as in Bhagavad Gita you say that you have to become devotee of Krishna. No, cut. That part cut. And Krishna said, karmanne bodhikaraste, and what? Like ask day and night. Yes.
That is the most favorite slogan of
everything. Yes. Because they're asses. Asses, they want, even in Tehran, I saw the ass. This is Indian symbol. Loaded.
With cords or something.
Right. Some tons of. The ass does not know why he is carrying so much load. Therefore, Mura. What for he is carrying? What is his profit, isn't it? What is carrying so much? And big industrials. I've got so much business. What for you are doing in this field? And that isn't it. Yes. But we are described as asses. They do not know what is the intent.
How does it matter what people call Krishna, but whether they call Bhagavan or Vishnu or what person? If it is just only one God, they are talking, they are removing Krishna from Gita, but putting Bhagavan there instead of Krishna, how does it matter?
Krishna said, Matta Paradaram Nanya Kinti Jasti Dhananya. There is no more superior authority than me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartati Iti Matya Vajante Vana Budhabhava Samadhi Bhavanam Janmanam Anti Jnanavan Mam Prabhadrati. This is Idam te jnanam prakhyatam buryat vinyatamam maya. Then next line. Brimisha. Brimisha idam vitecha se tathapu. End of the verse. A strong word because you are misled by foolish leaders. We are confused. Otherwise, everything is clear.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam guhya guhya dharamaya vimrishyeta dasheshena yathechasi rathak. Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
How do you want more? It is up to you. He has explained everything. What is karma yoga, what is jnana yoga, what is jnana yoga, what is bhakti yoga, what is the ultimate goal. Sarvadharmaan prityajyamami, come, Sarav. He has explained everything. Now it is up to you to think about it and do what you would like. There is no force. You are at liberty. And then your question has no standing. You have to decide if you have got intelligence to take up the instruction of Krishna and be happy. It is up to you. What was your question? What was your question?
What was my question? I said, how does it matter what name we give to Krishna? Whether we call him by Bhagavan or other names? Or
dog, cat, whatever you like.
No, as far as...
As you say, whatever you like. You can call him a dog, a cat.
The names of Bhagavan only, I said.
Do you know Bhagavan's name? You do not know Bhagavan. How do you know Bhagavan's name?
But it's interchangeably used.
Why is it interchangeable? It says, Mame come. Where is interchangeable? Why you manufacture? Fertile brain. Don't make your brain fertile. That is why blessed. Why interchangeable? Mame come. He come.
That is, Krishna is the only God. That's why there is no other alternative. Krishna is the God, that's why no alternative.
Krishna, that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Iti Changsukala Pumsa Krishna Tu Bhagavan. All incarnation of God in the sky. And the summary is given at the end that all these names, Ram, Nisinga, Barahava, and so many, hundreds and thousands. So, all of them are Krishna's plenary portion or portion of the plenary. Ete cha aṃsa kala. And this Krishna is to Bhagavan. He is unique. Ete cha aṃsa kala aṃsa Krishna is to Bhagavan. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. There are many incarnations of God. There are so many incarnations that you cannot count it. This day it is stated in this Srimad Bhagavatam that like you cannot count the waves of the river. Similarly, you cannot count how many incarnations are there. But Bhagavad gives you the information that all these incarnations, innumerable incarnations, they are portion or part of the portion, but Krishna is Bhagavan. And Krishna also confirms Matta Parataram Dhanya, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. And the origin. Mahaikam Swami, there is a limitation. Unfortunately, you have got fertile brain, the manufacturing things, and that is your misfortune. It's better to remain a fool before the acharya, then he will make progress. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru mare murkha dekhi karila sasa. My Guru saw me a fool number one, and he has chastised me. When Prakashananda Saraswati asked him that you are sannyasi, he was simply chanting. He replied like this, Guru mare murkha dekhi karila sasa. My Guru Maharaj saw me a fool number one. Therefore he has said, there is simply chanting. You ask that you cannot do anything. So I am doing, I am getting little. He represented himself, a representative of the fools and rascals. So, kalo nāseva nāseva nāseva. This is the only chanter. Then you gradually come to your original sense. Chaita Dattana Mahajana, Baba Mahanava. It is a very easy thing. People will not tell. They want to see magic, they want to see jugglery, they want to hear all nonsense. If you talk nonsense sitting there, they may. Sachcha bole tumhare lattha, jhuta jagat bhi. Danna kalu yug dukh lage ar has paam. It's nice speaking, but personally, that is not good. They go to some rascal who can talk jugglery and show magic. And who can show greater magic than Krishna? Who has done it? A 7 years old boy lifting the mountain. And that is mystic, mythology. When Krishna shows something wonderful, that is mindfulness. Mythology, Vasudeva has written mythology. And big acharyas, Ramanujacharyas and Madhvacharyas, big Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have studied this mythology and given their comments. Another common sense is that there are hundreds and thousands and millions of planets. There is no life where you have rocks and sand and everything is here. Yeah, there are rocks and sands and there are living entities, there are forests, there are buildings, everything. Variety. Why other planets without variety? If somebody has created, why is so dull that he has created everything here and everywhere simply rocks and sand? Now what business he have to do with rocks and sand? Misspent his valuable time for creating rocks and sand. And what from the sand came? Scientifically, sand is there where there is sea.
Sea or river?
You know, sand is sodium silicate. It is manufactured from salt. So without water, there is no question of sand. These things have to be considered. And rock is also a combination of sand.
In today's time, there is a new atom.
Huh?
In today's time, there is a new atom. Very light, but it can be taken in a deeper sense.
What is that name?
Somebody has given a prediction. I forget his name. But he says that in the next 30 years or so, human beings will discover some things on which gravity does not act.
Human beings will discover some things on which the law of gravity does not work.
Law of gravity does not work now also.
Yeah.
You take a small needle and you take one big log. The log will float and the needle will go down.
Yeah.
The needle is so less weight, but it goes down. And the log is so heavy, it floats. Log
No, but that is only relative. Both are being acted on.
They are relative, it is not absolute.
The thing is, the thing is, till now, you know, we are thinking that light is the fastest things. And all our thinking was conditioned by that, at least in the scientific context.
Scientific context now, means Hawaii. They cut all the coconuts. Because then the scientists love everything. But we don't get them. We don't get. We are keeping the coconut on our head. We never think of love gravity. It will be pulled out. Those who are very much advanced in love gravity, they have lost all the beauty of the trees in front of them. They are afraid. They
on the head.
Yes, they will fall down. This is their gain of love. We have discussed this point, why the green apple does not fall down.
Yeah.
This is their concoction. And why the other planets do not fall down? With so many rocks.
Millions of
millions
of
millions, they do not fall down. But why is the law of gravity acting?
The news item shows that.
That means law means it is made by somebody. And the maker, if he likes, it will act. If he does not like, it will not happen.
Yeah.
They say Lord Ramchandra. All the stones, he threw over the sea and they began to flow. Not that when he made that breeze with stone, they are solidified. No, they begin to flow. And all the monkeys went over there. So the lawmaker is Lord Ramchandra. If he likes, the stone will go down. If he doesn't like, it will flow. The lawmaker is pride, not the law. It's like in the state law. Today it is law, tomorrow it's no law. It depends on the lawmaker. Raise the Govardhan Hill. What law I have said there?
Krishna's law.
No, even the yogis, they can do that. Anima, Lagima, Mahima, Prapti, Siddhi, Atsu Siddhi. By yogic process, you can become so stout and strong that you can take the hill of Mahima.
To you, and I think Mr. Swarab had forwarded my letter to you, to which I got a reply, and I was asked to come and meet you today. I just inquired with the gentleman that is it the right forum or the right place where I can discuss. Actually, what I had in mind, or I should rather say I have in mind, I have got about 30 acres of land at Udaipur in Rajasthan, and I was trying to make a compass with studios, laboratories, and residential places for these producers, stars, castes and things. And when discussing with Mr. Swarab, I was advised that some spare land which we had thought of utilizing for horticulture, we should better utilize it for cow herds, to have about, say, about 100 cows. Well, this I had been thinking, apart from this cow herd business, I had been thinking about this campus quite some time back, and when I met Giridhar and when we started getting more close to this association, I thought that why not should we have a temple of Lord Krishna as the center where from we start the activities.
We must have Krishna. That's a plan. What is the next problem?
Well,
we have got experience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also introduced this dramatic play. But the play was performed by great devotees. So, unless devotees are trained, this play will not be effective.
Yes, I have discussed that also with Mr. Shura.
Devotees, you can spare time. After all the devotees, they are also in the training. And if they have to learn another training, that is very difficult.
Sir, you will perhaps agree that towards...
That we are doing. In, just like in New York, we have got stage. So, we are playing something from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad, occasionally.
I saw Brahma Gita. I saw in New York 1 month back. I was in New York. In the temple I saw Brahma and Gita. It was really very exciting.
Yeah.
I had been with there. My two sons are there in New York. So I took them to the temple. So your divine grace was there at the time, perhaps busy after, because I couldn't have the darshan. And
then I was there, you were there?
Yes, so same day I was leaving for India. So I couldn't have the darshan, so I just got...
Yeah, he told me. Whatever they can, but a film project, it can be done, provided is it done in foreign countries. Here everything is expensive, and lacking manpower. Make a film is requires a huge amount of money.
Money, perhaps, sir, we would be able to, that problem we will be able to surmount. Because initially, for the project, not only making the film, the whole project of the campus, I have got the blueprint with me. When you are little Lisa, I will show the blueprint and I will have your blessings that if I am able to achieve it. What I was thinking that a short film, say about 8 to 10,000 feet, which occupies an hour and 20 minutes or so, initially made and dubbed into as many languages as can be done, because the sound portion is always separate. And as I was discussing with Mr. Shurav Giridhar,
the life of Krishna is known. Almost everyone.
Yes.
So,
and also, sir, there are numerous pictures. Numerous pictures also. But what we have to educate the people?
By practice. We are training them to practice how to become devotees. A superficial seeing the activities of Krishna, this is not possible. One has to practice this. just like we are going to start Gurukul. Gurukul means practice. Brahmachari Gurukule Basant Dhamta. How to become self-controlled? Dhamta. That is the... So our mission is to awaken the original consciousness, and that can be done by practice. Without practice it is done. It is not by seeing some picture one becomes Krishna conscious. That is not possible.
So, sir, do we not convey to a larger people?
That is being done through books.
But, sir, books are for such people who can read, who can understand. When
yes, something can be done by showing the picture, but taking consideration of the labor and money invested in that way, the response will be not satisfied. It is not possible.
Yes, what I was thinking that we have
simply
a limited...
by seeing that Krishna is lifting the golden head, many of them will laugh. Then this is all mythology. A boy is lifting golden head. Many of them. Instead of taking seriously, because unless one is devotee, he cannot understand what is Krishna. And as soon as he sees the boy Krishna is lifting Govardhan Hill, he does not understand what is Krishna, he loves.
It is elsewhere.
Everywhere.
No, sir, here.
Even here also. And the artist will see what he has seen, an old figure, not very beautiful, and this man has painted. Actually, there is nothing so extraordinary that one should be painted, but we see practically the painted. Here is my love. It is a question of vision. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena Santas Sadaiva Hridayeshu Bilochanena. One, there is confirmation. One who is trained up to see God, he can see. Otherwise, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena. It's like sometimes you cannot see properly, there is what is called.
Cataract.
Huh? No, no. Ointment.
Kajal.
Kajal, we say English word.
Shema.
That is not English word. Kali something. So, Bhagavad Prem. Premanjana Chutanjana means that.
Anjana. Sao.
There is English proper word.
Salva.
You change the eyes in the salve of love, right?
Salve, yes.
Salve.
That is salve. The salve of love. One who has painted his eyes, the salve of love, he can see.
But sir, there will be only a few who can reach that stage. But the downtrodden.
But that's
who,
a fact. Manushanam sarse supasthita dhati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyanam pasthit dhati maam tat. You cannot make such person by showing fail.
No, that I admit. It is not possible to make men devotees or
religious
by showing limbs. But
some mind diversion.
At least those who cannot read our books, to whom individually we cannot reach in spite of our...
But they know. They hear. They are at different processes. They know Krishna is. It's like in India, the Janmashtami is coming. I think 7% houses will observe Janmashtami. There is no doubt about it. Either he is a devotee of Krishna or not Krishna. Even some Mohammedans are there, I know.
Yes, Parsis, Mohammedans, Goras.
They observe. So, to some extent, they have got some affection for Krishna. But not to that extent. They will be overwhelmed by saying Krishna's destiny.
I think it is generally people are more attracted to society by the behavior of devotees rather than philosophy, Krishna's pastime philosophy. Philosophy is there, but generally when you see the devotees and by association, clarification comes. As you say, there are so many books about it. If the movie is made, just like our Hare Krishna Bipul movie, it is showing the practical example of how one can live Krishna consciously and solve all the problems of the day-to-day life. Such a movie can attract people to become devotees rather than...
For the students, it is good, I think. For the students.
For everyone. I mean,
in that approach,
those who cannot read the book, they are still better. Those who can read the book, they are still more dangerous.
That is true, sir. They will misrepresent the whole thing, misinterpret it. They will misinterpret. The danger is still more there. It is rather more with the educated people that the danger is there than the uneducated. But to reach the uneducated, I was thinking this is a better media. This is one of the medias, perhaps, I wouldn't say better, perhaps one of the medias by which we can reach them in a larger crowd.
But not in the way that the films are made.
No, that is what I say. I don't want, I could produce.
That's Krishna consciousness is developed when one practices according to the prescribed method. Tamasa brahmacharyena samena tamena va. Tagina satta sautabhyam jamina niyamena va. These are the process, tapasya, brahmacharya. So, it is very difficult for the common man to undergo tapasya. Little tapasya we have introduced. No illicit sex, no meat eating. No gambling, no intoxication. That is also become very difficult nowadays.
But is it not possible that the millions throughout the world will know the name of society by Krishna consciousness, and then they will be attracted more and more, and they will...
When you want to attract people, you have to show that revolver is
there. But there are good persons who are not...
That good person is very, very rare. I, from education point of view,
yes, sir.
Unless one is put into practice, it is not. That is Vedic culture. From the beginning of life, students who are sent to Gurukul for practicing how to become Brahmachari. That training is very important. Then they attend as Grihastha, then Vanaprastha, and ultimately Sannyas, completely renounced. Immediately a person cannot be renounced, therefore gradually, step by step. So unless there is proper training, not just like we are selling millions of copies of this book, the reading, that how many of them coming forward? So it requires training. The training is essential to make people the conscious.
I would rather request that you direct your efforts. Yes, sir.
If one goes in the village without any dress, without any hippie, plays the part of Krishna, and somebody plays the part of Radharani, thousands of people will come. There is no need of him. Jatra party.
Jatra party, sir, there, sir, yes. In the films we show to those remote villages, and it has a say
that mass of people will come as soon as they hear that here is some play going on, Krishna pastime, still in India.
It is there, sir. So what my submission was, that what we do as film producers and in this line of business, that we do it more on commercial basis. Gimmicks are there, these things are there, but then it is not so much educative. What your Prabhupada wants to convey, if as a member of
the education, you cannot give. Education means it is practical practice. But to show something, that you can attract even without help, the Jatra party can.
Jatra party, sir, here again the problem is in this vast country, or for that purpose, if you take the whole world as a place, how many Jatra parties can we
say? That even if you attract better crowd, what will be the benefit? Unless you come to the point of practicing, there is no profit. Who will be attracted to practice? That is the consciousness. Nobody is that. We are getting practical experience.
In other words, just being attracted to philosophy is not sufficient. It has to be,
like, no.
Later it will become a
jewel. The
priest. It is not just to come by stage, because
that just like we are attempting, not only we are everywhere. We have got nice buildings, nice field of activity, and stay in Bombay, your construction has been below. So we are asking at least those who are elderly people, they say, be retired, come here and practice Krishna consciousness. No. Nobody is prepared to practice. And this is a thing. Without practice, you cannot realize.
That is why, sir, without going outside,
then, the
whole thing, if we make it...
Just like, it is, practice is also not very difficult. Just like Krishna said, मन मना भवो मन भक्त मन ज्याजी मान नमस्कुरु इफ यू डेली कम टू दी टेम्पल सी दी डीटी यू विल हैव सम इम्प्रेशन एंड यू कैन थिंक ऑफ कृष्णा हाउ इज प्लेइंग फ्लूट हाउ इज नाइसली ड्रेस्ड हाउ राधा रानी इज स्टैंडिंग वेरी साइज देन मन मना You can think of Krishna very easily. The manmana bhavamad bhakta. And as soon as you think of Krishna, you become a devotee. Because a businessman will not spare so much time and thinking Krishna how is playing flute. He has no business. Without being bhakta, nobody will be interested. To meditate upon Krishna, how he is standing, how he is playing flute. This is bhakta's duty. So anyone who is sparing some time to think of Krishna, that means automatically he becomes bhakta. Manmana, bhava-bhakta. Madhyaji, then naturally, if he becomes bhakta, naturally, then why not offer Krishna something? Natural. He brings some fruits, some flowers, some grains. And Krishna is accepting them. Patram Pushpam Param Poyam Jumi Bhaktyapati. So to think of Krishna, to become a devotee and to offer him something, Patram Pushpam, and offer him obeisances. These things are development of Krishna consciousness. And the result is, end of this word, Manmana. Mamiva Ishvasiya Samhita. By simply executing these four principles, Krishna assures that it will come, he will come, asamsaya, without any doubt.
Without samsaya.
They are distorting all our religious. They are making films with something unusual things and very cheap things. We can reform them, inform them, and bring
spiritualism. No, unless in practice, it will not
be. To the art. We can bring spiritualism to the art.
Not that, you can use your art.
Yes,
just to give some incentive. But. The thing is, unless we practice,
that is the most important. Practice of the, that is the essence. Of course, that is the essence. But to bring to the essence, something should be portrayed to the people to the right path.
It can be a part of the propaganda.
Yes. Because in India, it's even this.
But for that part of propaganda, the energy will be required, huge energy. Money, energy,
you
can spare, use money, energy. That's right. Krishna is dipping the gift, you saw in the picture. You can inform also about that lifting by talking with him.
No, that is why, sir, what my suggestion was that we are conveying whatever is there in Bhagavad Gita or whatever one subject we take. While we are discussing the subject, after all, we are also human beings.
I have already said, you can take it
same time,
part.
We give some flashbacks and in with purity.
See the queen, don't smoke, no visitor.
No, sir. In the cinema houses, they don't smoke.
No, that is another thing. But
of course, by force that it has been enforced.
But even you can request also.
We can. I mean, that is what I say. Stage by stage, that stage can be reached.
They will feel
that they will be ashamed not to smoke when such a spiritual thing is being shown to them.
Creating an atmosphere.
Gradually, it can. It is not a thing of a day. It will take years to come. You will have to go. And my point was that.
But here, there is no question of anything. Begin. Hare Krishna, people in church.
In the midst of film, you can have some Hare Krishna.
That we are. Suppose I am getting, sir, as you said about
my. Begin. Annavilasita sunnam. If there is any other motive, then immediately there is no work. Annavilasita sunnam. Jnana karma dhanabhidam anukurvena krishnanusrinam bhakti. There may be little bhakti touch, but the uttama bhakti, the definition is annavilasita sunnam. So, it is very difficult for the actors and actresses to give up the commercial idea. That is annavilas. That by playing like this, I'll be popular, I'll get money. This is annavilas. So to make it zero is very difficult. Unless it is zero, there is no work.
Motivation.
Everything can be doctored. Nidbande Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam. Just like or Sitara. She wants to give some respect to help Krishna movement. That is very good.
She wanted to mint money.
Huh?
If she wanted to mint money in this country, she would have been one of the richest artists in this country.
Yeah.
But because she is dedicated, as you see, without any mortification. And even mind you, today we come to see.
Money making is not bad. The money comes.
She has not commercialized.
No, there is no commercialization. Krishna says, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jadasnasi, jat tapasasi, purushatan madarpanam. To earn money is not bad. But if it is given to Krishna, then it is bhakti.
That is?
Bhakti.
That is what she has done.
That is bhakti. Just like Arjuna, he was a soldier, but he fought for Krishna. That is a military art. For his personal, he refused. No, I am not going to fight with my relatives. But when he understood that Krishna wants it, he did it. So anything, if we adopt it with Krishna's service, then we can cope.
Yes.
Just like Krishna is saying, patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya priyach. Anyone who is offering in devotion a little leaf, little flower, little water, I accept. And Krishna is not poverty stricken that he wants from you something. But he wants your bhakti, that you become a devote, manvana bhavamanva. He wants that. So, if the poorest man also gives something in bhakti, it is not accepted. So, that does not mean that I have got money, that Krishna is satisfied with little flower. So, give little flower to Krishna and enjoy this money for myself. That is cheating. That is cheating. Krishna says, whatever you do, Guru Sakal Mala, give me that. And that is good. So, whatever position we may be in, if our life is dedicated to Krishna, that is bhakti. That is bhakti. It doesn't matter what is the status, but Krishna is unlimitedly everything. Just like we are spending lakhs and crores in this. What is purpose? They may say that Krishna is satisfied with Patram Pushpam Haram Toyam. Why are you spending so much money? The idea is that when there is money, if you simply offer Krishna Patram Pushpam Toyam, that is cheating. Krishna knows it. If you have got money, then you must spend a gorgeous temple for Krishna. That is proper utilization. Not the money is kept for my separate use, and Krishna may be offered a little leaf and water. According to one's position, he must worship Krishna. So, Bombay is so rich, therefore you are collecting. Spend for this. Otherwise, it will be spent for other purposes. Money will be spent, it will not stay. Sannimitte varung tyago, vinasi niyate sati. Money will not stay, at least at the time of my death, money will remain where it is. I will have to go on. Naked. So, money, so long is in my hand, let it spend for Krishna. That is why. It will be spent. I will have to be separated. There is no excuse. So how long it is in my position? Let it spend for Krishna. That is bhakti. So whatever I know, so we are not of that philosophy. They don't touch money. No. Not only touch, we can consume any amount of money. Bring it and spend for Krishna. That is our answer. We are not that so-called renouncer, that as soon as there is money, my face becomes deformed, my hands go this way. No, we get that immediately and spend it. Lakshmi is to engage in the service of Narayan, just like Sita Devi, Lakshmi, she is meant for serving Narayan, Ramchandra. Ravan thought they take out the Lakshmi from Rama. He became vanquished. Finished. She could not keep Lakshmi, but she became vanquished. Because she wanted to enjoy Lakshmi without Ram. But Lakshmi cannot stay without Ram. Narayan, that is false attempt. So he became vanquished with money, with family, everything, personal, everything. So, if we want to keep Lakshmi without Narayan, then it will not be very good. Lakshmi Kirtan Tara, Lakshmi Narayan, where it is.